pray. Lord, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. And Lord, our heart's cry and our confession is nothing, nothing that this world has to offer compares to you. And God, we offer up our praise and our worship, our lives. May we be devoted to you, because nothing comes close to a relationship with the loving God, the creator of all mankind. And we praise you and we adore you this morning. Lord, I ask that you'll speak through me. I'm nothing without you. And God, may we be devoted people to you. And we ask this in the name that's above every name, and that's the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As we continue our series this morning on a devoted life, our theme verse this morning is Proverbs 25:19. And that theme verse says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Everyone say, ouch.
Ouch.
That sounds painful, doesn't it? In time of trouble, when you place confidence in an unfaithful person, it causes pain, and there is no substance to an unfaithful, undevoted person. Now, we as God's people, we want to be devoted, don't we? We want to be faithful unto the end. We want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, when we are in his presence for all eternity. A devoted life. This morning we're looking at a devoted life in the light of the love of God, in our love and devotion unto him. And we're going to look at some passages of scripture this morning for each point, love and devotion. And you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Y'all remember last year we passed out little hearts to you where you can hide it for your spouse, and then your spouse is to find that heart, and it's supposed to be a loving moment between the couples. Y'all still have those little hearts? Still got some. Well, I was going to hide the heart for Alicia and show it to her and show her my devotion for her and my love for her. And I put that heart in the oven, and she has yet to find it. So I got to hide it where a place where she actually looks, so she can find my love and devotion. But it's a lot more to a little heart, isn't it? Brother Teddy and Miss Winnie, again, 66 years. Thank you for that testimony for us and others in our church like you. And thank you for that faithfulness and devotion that you are to us. So love and devotion, in the light of the love we have for the Lord, we want to be devoted unto him. We want to be devoted because God so loved us. Amen? Because God so loved us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. The love of God for you and I. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, for God demonstrated his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Folks, that speaks of the love of God for you and I. And we, as born-again believers, when we think about God's love for us, we want to be devoted to him. We serve him because we love him. And because of the, we see, we love him because he first loved us. The love of God. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, but love lifted me. The love of God. I heard a story about in the days where There were no fire trucks and the volunteer firefighters that we have today, but in the days where there was a farm and the barn caught on fire and they were putting out the fire with buckets the best way they can, and most of the animals in the barn fled away from the fire and were safe, but not all of them. There was still one left. And after they put the fire out, they found the charred remains of the old hen. Charred remains. And when they was going to remove that hen, there was a bunch of little chicks fled out from underneath her. She stayed to protect those chicks. She gave her life for the defense of those little helpless, helpless babies of hers. God is no hen. God is so much better than that. God came in the flesh. God bore our sins on the cross in Jesus Christ. God died for our sins while we were yet sinners. But death couldn't hold him. But he gave his life for you and I because we are helpless and defenseless. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot become righteous apart from the blood of Jesus Christ. The love of God for you and I. It's his love, it's his goodness that leads us to repentance. So we want to be devoted because of God's love. And also we want to live a devoted life because of the love of Christ compels us to. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we'll pick up in verse 14. And this chapter speaks of we have a treasure, God in us. We have the love of God in us through the Holy Spirit. And we pick up in verse 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it says, for the love of Christ compels us. It moves us forward. It causes us to move in action. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Speaking of Christ. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So the love of Christ compels us to be devoted to him. And this chapter finishes in that God was reconciling the world unto himself through Christ. And now because of the love of Christ in us, we are witnesses. And we want to reconcile our neighbors, our families who do not know Jesus Christ, so that they too can know the peace of God through Christ. And it's the love of Christ that compels us to live a godly life and compels us to be witnesses in his name. The love of Christ brings reconciliation. And you've heard me say numerous times that as born-again believers, we do not live on feelings. We live by faith in the Son of God, in Jesus Christ. Our faith, our hope is in him. And that's, we are people of faith. But let me say this. I'm adding something to it. You ready? When we're talking about the love of Christ compels us, and we are people of faith and not feelings, but listen, if you cannot feel him, then you probably don't have him. If you have no feelings whatsoever and the love of Christ does not compel you, you need to be saved today. You better feel them. But our human feelings, we don't live by them. We live by the faith of the Son of God who gave his life for us. And it's that love that causes us to want to be devoted to Him and to serve Him. But if you're doing it for other reasons, you need to be saved today. May the love of God touch the old calloused heart one more time and give you one more opportunity to be saved. Oh, it's the love of Christ that compels us to be devoted and to live a godly life. And we are devoted because, thirdly, nothing can separate us from His love. Nothing. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 and 39 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecutions, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, or anything in this world, all the things that's happening in Egypt today, and the wars and rumors of wars, and all the things in this world, can anything separate us from the love of Christ? As it is written," verse 36, "For your sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." We're victorious. We're more than conquerors because of the love of God. "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing. Once you belong to Him, nothing can cause God not to love you. Nothing. Once truly saved, you're saved. Nothing will separate us. During the times of the years I've been in ministry, I've had to preach some horrible, horrible, tragic funerals. And I'm always led to this passage of Scripture. Nothing, not a mental breakdown, because we're physical, we're made of flesh, nothing that can cause God to not love us no more. Nothing. And that compels us to be devoted to Him. That leads us into a victorious life because of His love. And we're devoted because, number four, the example of loving Christ. We have so many examples on how to love God, but listen to this example. Luke chapter 7, if you would. I'd like to turn there with me. Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 7. We have this great example of someone showing their love, their devotion to a Savior who had saved her from her sins. And she showed her love because for forgiveness sake she had been forgiven, and she loved Jesus. Jesus was at a Pharisee's house dining. And here comes a lady who washed His feet with her tears and dried them with the hair of her head. And the Pharisee, the self-righteous person who thought he could be righteous apart from Christ, his self-righteousness said in his heart, if he was somebody, then he would know what type of lady was touching him. See, that's what self-righteousness will do for you. You always compare yourself to somebody else instead of to the holy God, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one true and living God who sent His Son to die for your sins. Compare yourself to Jesus and you will realize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. He compared Himself to this lady. Oh, if he knew who was touching him, he wouldn't let it happen. this morning, any one of us can reach out and touch the hem of his garment if you would. You can touch him. She was crying and cleaning his feet with her tears. And this self-righteous Pharisee said, who does this man think he is, allowing her to touch his feet? Listen to this teaching Jesus said in Luke chapter 7. We have this great teaching. Verse 43, listen to this. Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more, and he said to him, you have rightly judged. He told of a parable of two debtors, and one owed one a great sum of money, the other one just a small amount. Jesus asked which one would love him the more when the debt is forgiven. The Pharisee said, the one who was forgiven most. Verse 44, then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. Some have walked in this place this morning telling God, God, you better be grateful that I'm here. Others have walked in here to worship God and to adore him and to honor him. Verse 45, you gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. That's what self-righteousness will do. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. God pleads and says, I will forgive you of your sins because I love you. Reach out to me. Repent because I love you. But if you think that you're okay apart from the blood of Jesus Christ on that old rugged cross, you don't love. You don't even know what love is all about unless you experience it. You see, a relationship with God is an experiential relationship. It's experiential knowledge because you live it. You know what it means to be forgiven by grace. And it's because of that love that God has showed us, we want to live a devoted life because our love to Him. This woman showed it. She was wiping His feet in great humility and reverence to her Savior. The other one didn't even recognize who he was, God in the flesh, in his house. The danger of self-righteousness. We're having a hog roast today, as most of you know, unless you came in a little late. They're already roasted. And again, I appreciate the men. Others showed up after y'all shift. Dana and Brother Johnny. So many took part of it. And this is one of my hobbies now, is raising that hogs. This is a hobby. Others have hobbies hitting a little white ball in the hole. And that looks so easy to me. All you got to do is hit the ball in the hole. Nothing to that. So I change hobbies every now and then. And this is a hobby I have, raising pigs. By the way, Buddy donated the pigs we're eating today. Anyway, I'm building pens, and I built a little apron.